With each creation, I create all. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. With each creation, I create all. We are begrudging about our creation. It's interesting how we do that. We don't pay much attention to our creation. We don't pay much attention to the things that we're creating. And we think that they're really not important. They're really not so terribly vital. We create a lovely day, and we don't take credit for it. We create a miserable day, and we don't take credit for it. We create people fun to be with, and we don't take credit for it. We create people not fun to be with, and we don't take credit for it. Everything we do, we take credit for it. We should, but we don't. We don't even take credit for the good things that we do. We don't even think about the good things we do. We don't even consider them. We think about ourselves, well, So, I put on this nice outfit of clothing, and people say, oh, how lovely you look. Or I put on this casual piece of clothing, and nobody pays any attention to it, because it doesn't matter. I didn't put it on to be seen. The nice clothing I put on to be seen, because I wanted people to see how nice I can dress. And so people look at me and they see how nice I can dress and see what a good creator I am of myself. Now, what if you had your slip showing? What if you had, Sylvia here? She's got two socks, you know, one for each foot. And yesterday, she was sitting here with her two socks on, and one sock was inside out. Now, she didn't even notice him. Today, they're both right side out. But yesterday, they were inside out. And, Ingeborg's hiding hers. But it's so easy to do that. Now, you say, well, that was an accident. What?
Nothing happens by chance.
There are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Sylvia put her one sock outside and one sock inside by chance. You say, well, why would she do such a silly thing like that? Because, you know, it's just nicer to do it. Well, because if she hadn't done that, I wouldn't have it as an illustration today, you know. And she was looking ahead. And she was realizing that I was looking for an illustration, and there she gave it to me, you know. It's so thoughtful. But this is what we do. We don't think about things like that, you know. We don't realize that we really created it for a definite purpose. We may not see the purpose, we may not be aware of it, but Sylvia, do you know all?
Yes.
Oh my God, she got the answer right. Sylvia, do you know all? If you know all, did you know I was going to use that as an illustration?
Yes.
Oh my goodness sakes. You see what I mean?
Of course.
Now, if I weren't pushing her buttons so heavy right now, she might say, ba-ba-ba-doo, you know, because we're so used to not taking credit for what we do. And because we don't take credit for what we do, then we don't realize that we really are the creator of our world. Now, with each creation, I create all. Now, I am total in myself. And I am God, and I create. Now, in each creation, I create what?
Me.
I create me. I create all of me. So, if we think of God as a divinity that might be outside of ourselves, and it creates us, then who are we?
God.
Are we an example of God, or are we the all of God?
Yeah.
We're the all of God. Now, why don't we take credit for it? Oh, that's a lot, you know. God is a lot. God is the allness, the isness, the what have you-ness, you know. And if we take credit for all of that, that's pretty big. That's true. Pretty big. So what? The sooner we start taking credit for our creation, not blatantly, like, I created that, or I thought of that too, or that's my idea too, and yeah. You see, humility is necessary there, where when someone else is saying that they created something, oh yeah, I created that too. You know, let them have their creation. Say, yeah, that's great. And you know you created it. You know, you do, don't you? Okay. Well, you know you created it, so you don't need that prestige. They are taking the prestige right now. They're saying, well, I certainly wanted a nice day and I created it very well. You know, really nice. Like Mark, he came to visit from San Luis Obispo and he said, you know, I wanted a nice day to take the train trip. I was on the upper level of the train and I could see the Pacific Coast and everything. He says, I wanted a nice day, but I also wanted to get some work done. Well, I got my computer out. And then it just sat there because the view was so gorgeous, so beautiful to look at. He said, I'm used to seeing it from up in the sky, up in the air, and I'm not used to being right ground level. And he said, and I couldn't go through Vandenberg Air Force because it's a closed air, what do you call it?
A restricted area
in the air. And you can't fly through there, but the train can go through it, you know. And so as the train went through, I had a chance to look around. And he said, boy, I really created a nice day. I'm so glad I did. And I don't think he was thinking that he as God created it. He probably just thinking he as a wonderful human being created it. Now, you see, we want to take that a step further. We want to take that a step further, not just as a wonderful human being creating things, but as the divine creating everything and creating the allness. But we want to be real careful. Other people are learning how to say, I created this. And if we go in and say, oh yeah, I thought of that too. Oh yeah, that was my idea too. We take all of their thunder away from there. And we don't need to do that. We know we thought of it. We know, yeah, it was our idea too. And that's true. But they need to have that thunder right now. They're building up in their consciousness the idea that this is their idea. I thought it'd be a nice day, so I thought I'd create a nice day. Now, Mark drove home in the Miata, and he thought he had created that beautiful day for him to drive home in. Ha, 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 ha. I created that for him. I created that as a driving home gift for him, you know. And I created everything in perfect order and everything beautiful and everything fantastic. Well, who's going to take the credit? He is. And that's what he should do. But I know that I created it. And you see, when you know that you created something, you don't have to be, you know, outspoken about it. But the thing is, until you build up that confidence within yourself that you did create these things, that these all are your creation, then be sure to take the confidence, take the credit for it. And as you take the credit for it, then with each creation, I create all. Then you know that you've done it. Kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of fun, too. Mm-hmm. So practice these things. Work on these things. They're a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And as you do, just watch the miracles happen in your life. With each creation, I create all. Now, I created Ingeborg sitting here. I created Sylvia sitting here. I created Ellen sitting here. And I created the dogs not sitting here. Everything is quiet and in lecture land. And here comes little Love walking in there, shaking his collar, saying, here I am, here I am. You got any spare food on the table that you want to get rid of? I'm here. And that's what it's all about. We're the creator of our world. I'm walking the path, and I think, Rex, walk by me. And, choom, or he walked by me. Or he soars by me, but he comes right by me just about at the very instant I'm thinking of it. Now, who created that?
Mm-hmm. I.
Thanks a lot. Sylvia didn't even know that I was calling him or that I was thinking about him, but I guess Sylvia's always thinking that I want Rex to be walking beside me. Yeah, okay. But you see, yes, say I. Say I. But be careful. Don't tear down somebody else who has poor esteem, who is building up the consciousness within themselves, and they need to have the feeling they did it. And say, yes, you did that. You did do that, you know. So, in doing that, say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me.
I like me.
And? I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.